Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Acting to me is like having an honest conversation with someone. Like, to me, like, I always like to rephrase performing to me as like, I'm not performing, I'm having an experience with someone. Because, like, at the heart of what I do, it's storytelling. And if I'm going to do something, I want it to be true.
I think we're such good storytellers. I think everyone, you know, it's all about cuento, you know, and it's all about passing down storytellers and storytelling abilities. I mean, our greatest performers, you know, that have reached that kind of level of success of communication, people like Lea Salonga, for example, the clarity in which she tells a story is why she's so successful.
Cuento, emosyon, at Filipino representation sa entablado. Ito ang mga dala-dala ng Filipino-Australian performers na sina Emma Feliciano at Jordan Shea sa Dirty Rotten Scoundrels na magbubukas ng June 25.
The musical is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. It premiered on Broadway in 2005 and won a lot of Tony Awards. It is based on the 1988 film with Michael Caine and Steve Martin. And it's about two con men who decide to work together in a bit of a mentorship scheme to con people across the French Riviera. But then suddenly they meet a very, very lovely young woman who kind of adds a bit of spice to their life. And really, they end up betting to see who can win her over. And then there's a big, beautiful reveal at the end.
Magkaiba ang dahilan ni na Jordan at Emma sa pagtanggap na kanilang mga papel sa play.
I've been a musical theatre performer for about the past 12 months now. I was primarily a writer for stage and screen. The role that I play is Andre, who is the corrupt police chief of the Riviera. He's a very interesting character. He dances a lot as well, which is something I didn't know about. And he has a beautiful love relationship with Muriel, who he falls in love with. Andre is the best friend of Lawrence, one of the con men, and he helps him with a lot of his schemes. But when he falls in love, he starts his own little journey in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I think I was attracted to the role because I think as an actor, you're always looking for ways to challenge yourself. It's a beautiful singing part, and we all can sing. We all know that. And it's something that I really love doing. So it's a beautiful part, I think, for a character actor, which is what I am, and also a chance to kind of fall in love and be slightly dramatic, but also be very funny, which is what I love doing as well.
Originally, didn't audition for it. They came to me with, I think at the time they were still searching for, like, a few roles and things. I was going to be in front of the leads, but I was sick, and I was like, actually, maybe it's not my time. I'm just going to, like, I always believe, like, the right things will come when they're supposed to. So I kind of just left it. And then they offered me the track that I'm doing right now, which is Ensemble Christine cover. And I was a little hesitant at first because I was like, I actually don't know what this is about. So then I did some research. And then I was like, wait, this is a really funny show. But what pulled me to do it was, it actually had nothing to do with the context of the show. It was more, I came off doing another show and my experience on that show was very, it was like the most wonderful time ever, but it was a little, I don't want to use traumatic, but it was challenging in ways, and I wanted to be able to, like, redefine theater for myself. And I was like, wait, this is the perfect opportunity. It's a lighthearted show, and I think the show that I did before, I put a lot of, like, pressure on myself that it turned into a challenging experience. So I was like, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity that has come to me that I can use to rewrite so many things for myself and find the love and the passion and the joy and the simplicity and the gift of what we get to do.
Ayon kay Jordan at Emma, isa sa mga dala-dala ng mga Pilipino sa pag-arte ay ang kakayahan nilang maglabas ng emosyon.
I think we're such good storytellers. I think everyone, you know, it's all about cuento, you know, and it's all about passing down storytellers and storytelling abilities. I mean, our greatest performers, that have reached that kind of level of success of communication, people like Lea Salonga, for example, the clarity in which she tells a story is why she's so successful. I think that, yes, she's supremely talented, but it's the clarity of her storytelling that is just makes her so successful. And I see it in our own backyard as well. Even just the way Emma does little pieces of dialogue are so clear. It's so clear, and everything kind of lands because there's a natural giftedness, I think, within the Filipino people that just makes you such a an exciting storyteller. And we love an audience. I think we love an, I certainly grew up loving an audience. But I mean, it's really beautiful to, I think, when you're on stage or in front of a camera as a Filipino, I think people are very, very, very at home, And I think it doesn't matter about language, but it just matters about the clarity in which you tell this story. And even, my friend Vicky Falconer, who's the artistic director of The Haze, where we're doing this musical, she is a Filipino Australian as well, and she's wonderful. And the clarity in which she tells a story, just day-to-day life and the rhythms, it's so engaging. So I think, yes, the more the better, in my opinion.
And I think, I mean, aside from the clarity of storytelling with Filipinos, because I did read on this study that Filipinos are the most emotional nationality in the world. Like
I love
they're
all.
right? So I mean, along with storytelling and the clarity that goes with that, you really have to be in touch with your emotions to be able to portray whatever you're portraying.
I think that's true. It's interesting, and that's a great question. I've never fallen in love on stage, so it was a big challenge for me to access that. I think to fall in love on stage, I have a wonderful co-star who makes it very easy to kind of have that chemistry. But I've never fallen in love on stage, and it's been very interesting because I do admit, to prepare for this, I actually watched like some of the soap operas from the Philippines, like to do the little glances and everything. So yeah, it's nice. It's nice to kind of have that way of, I guess, accessing that emotion. And it's interesting. Emma and I are both understudies as well to the leads, and Emma is fantastic. And when I act opposite her, there's an honesty there that's very easy for her to access. And I think because she's a bit younger than me, she jokes that she's a lot younger than me, but she's not too much. She calls me Tito, but I think I want to be a kuya. Hopefully I'm not a lola. Anyway, but she says like the way in which she accesses emotions is much more easy for her. I think the way that I see it, but definitely the way that it takes me a little bit longer. And I think it is a generational thing as well. So, yeah, there's an emotiveness to it, but I think it comes down to being proud of those emotions as well.
You know, sometimes you can tell when a person is just acting. I mean, if it's a play, of course they're acting. But how do you make that acting honest? Like, how do you make it believable that, you know, yeah, I'm watching on stage, but I believe you. Yeah.
I think to me, like, whenever I do anything in relation to art, like whether it's dancing, singing, or acting, to me, at like its purest form, it's like a way of healing for me. It's like very cathartic. It's very like movement to me, if I'm doing it honestly, is like in a park and I'm like expressing myself from my heart, or like acting to me is like having an honest conversation with someone. Like, to me, like I always like to rephrase performing to me as like I'm not performing, I'm having an experience with someone. Because, like, at the heart of what I do, it's storytelling. And if I'm going to do something, I want it to be true. Because, like, art that matters to me is the kind of stuff that, like, when you leave from it, you're like, it's the kind of stuff that, like, shoots an arrow right into your heart. And it's like, you're so affected by it and it changes you so completely. And I think the only way to do that truly is to be authentic and honest to what you're doing and what you're saying and what story you're telling.
Naging malapit ang dalawa habang ginagawa ang play. At pareho silang masaya na dumarami na ang mga papel sa teatro para sa mga Pilipino at iba pang people of color.
I mean, this is a 1980s production. I mean, it was
Yes.
based on a 1988 movie. So at that time, media was so, it was basically white. Now the community has changed so much. And it's such a, that's the thing I love about Australian theater. It's so diverse. Like, you know, these are roles not originally, it wasn't originally meant for Filipinos or for Asians.
It's certainly rather breathtaking to acknowledge the changing landscape of diversity in Australian theatre, particularly, and musical theatre. I mean, you're going to interview Emma Feliciano, who is a wonderful young talent. And I guess with me, I'm 32, and it's interesting because I left acting and came back after 10 years because I didn't feel that the roles were really there for me, and casting wasn't really as progressive as it could be. But now it's so wonderful to see, you know, at least in every major musical, there are Filipino Australian performers and creatives usually. I mean, we could list hundreds that have done it. I mean, you know, Kim Hodgson, Keanu Gonzalez, Kenneth Moralejda, Lena Cruz, Paul Escarito. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head. And of course, Emma, who's in the show with me. And a lot of these performers, it's just normal for them to go into a big show and be part of it. So rather than it being the Filipino in the show, I think it's just being now, which I think is the most beautiful thing to see. And it's really heartwarming.
I think what's like how the theater community is moving is amazing. And being able to see people who look like me and more like people of color within shows is like such a gift, and it's so beautiful. And we, of course, we need to see 10 times more of it. I was thinking about this morning because I've been very like blessed that with the shows that I've been able to do so far in my career, I've had like either Filipino people or like people of color to look up to. And I was talking to Jordy about this actually a couple of days ago, and I was like, I don't think I realize how much of a privilege that is, because their generation, like they had to go through it. Like, it wasn't as easy, it wasn't as simple. It was a lot of hard work and a lot of societal rejection and a lot of lack of acceptance of people of color. And like, I think I take for granted the work that the people before me had done. Obviously different times, different generations, but like the work that they had to do to push for more diversity within the theater community, and the type of like determination and love and commitment they had to put within themselves for what we do in order for them to like still be here, and also making like way for younger artists. Like, we get to be that representation for people means something that like you can't explain. Like, I remember we did a show one time and there was this beautiful young Asian girl sitting in the front row, just like with the biggest smile on her face. And I just like, we finished that show and like me and my friend Celine just talked about it the whole time, because we're like, wait, would have been so special for us when we were young. Like, the representation matters so much to be able to see yourself on stage. And it's such an honor to be able to play. Typically, at times, I feel like I've been it's sometimes tokenized, which is like a fine line of like to navigate. But to be able to play typically white roles as an Asian person is like such a gift and such a blessing, and I have so much pride in that. It's a wonderful privilege that I think in the past couple of years I've like clocked in my brain that it's not something to take for granted at all.
E like, e share, pag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.